Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. And all this week we are considering one more time the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ and his very early days. And we talked about how John the Baptist bore witness to him and what a tragedy that the light had come, but yet somebody had to stand up and say, "Hey guys, God's light has arrived amongst us." People didn't want the light. They loved the darkness. Oh, yes. And he was in the world. Jesus was in the world. And the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. Oh, old J.C. Ryle says it like this. Talking about Jesus, he says, "He came to the very people whom he had brought out of Egypt and purchased for his own. And he came to the people of Israel whom he had separated from other nations and to whom he had revealed himself by the prophets. And he came to those who had read of him in the Old Testament scriptures and professed to be waiting for his coming. And yet when he came, they received him not. They rejected him, despised him, and they killed him." Well, may the unsaved heart be called desperately wicked. Oh yes, the Lord Jesus was in the world. Let's remind ourselves who he is. He's the one who made the world. And how was he received? Man hated him. Why did anyone, why in the name of thunder could anybody, did anyone hate Jesus? After all, he wasn't coming to be this severe judge. Oh no, no, no. He wasn't coming to be this great taskmaster. He was coming to save. And he didn't show up and appear as an arrogant, unapproachable man of wealth and power. On the contrary, he was born into extremely humble circumstances. He wasn't an evil worker. On the contrary, he was holy, harmless, and undefiled. And surely you think, surely people would welcome him. But they didn't, for we read in verse 11, that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And instead of a welcome, he got a rejection. And instead of an embrace, he got impaled on the cross. He was unknown. He was unreceived. And it's still true today. There's many listening to me today, and you don't want Jesus. Oh, you want to go to heaven, but you don't want Jesus. Oh, you want to be thought well of, but you don't want Jesus. You don't want to stand up for him and declare that he alone is your only hope and that by yourself you're lost and you're ruined. I am not scolding you, but I am being emphatic about this, that only in Christ Jesus is eternal life. And it's not enough to want to go to heaven. You've got to want Jesus. Jesus alone can save. He came to his own, Israel. They rejected him. They received him not. Have you received him? How do you receive him? By simple faith. By acknowledging that you're lost. When you go to him and ask him to save you, you've got to know that you're lost. And that he can save and does save and will save. And if you'll trust him, he'll save you to the uttermost. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.